Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Guy Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
We are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, Elliot, and hi, Fort McMurray in Wood Buffalo. My name is Muna Ali. I'm the executive director for the Multicultural Association here in Wood Buffalo.
Okay. And more importantly, you're about to give birth.
True.
Getting close. We were chatting off camera. Yes. It's an exciting thing. It's a fun time.
It is an exciting thing.
Yeah.
This is how we show that you had a fun summer.
That's awesome. That's so good. So instead of being at home, though, and like relaxing and kicking up your feet, you have an expo that's coming up in a few days.
Yes.
Let's talk about the expo, please.
Yes. So I think everybody knows by now that the expo is my favorite event in Fort McMurray. We're hosting it on February 3rd.
Okay.
From 11 o'clock to 6 p.m. McDonald Island, and it's going to be at the Nixon Field.
Okay.
So we have so far 40 cultured representatives.
Yeah.
We have all kind of food booth, and we have talent show, we have music, we have different Atari sales. Mm-hmm. And I always try to remind people, Elliot, that is a safe place for diversity. Mm. It's a place where everybody feel comfortable to dress their own tradition, their own traditional Ataris, to feel who they are in Wood Buffalo, because without diversity in our community, we would not have it. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, it's a beautiful thing. You were there last year.
Was I there last year? As a very proud board member, yes, I was there last year. But also, I was a participant. I ate almost, I think I ate at 5 different booths.
Yes.
My kid performed as an Irish dancer in the production. And I ended up, one of the women that was there, one of the vendors, she sells beaver mitts.
Yes.
And I bought a pair of, I didn't buy them. I got, my family went in on a gift because they are wildly expensive. Yeah. But so I have a pair of beaver mitts that happened because of the expo. Yeah. So I literally tried foods from around the world, saw all different type of culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was able to go home with a piece of merch. Very cool.
It's a nice thing because you get to see all international stuff. And I always say that on the expo, you don't have to take a plane to go and eat in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. You can just eat it that day in here in Wood Buffalo.
I had the rice and jerk chicken last year from the Jamaican place. Yes. They were sold out. And then when my mom looks how my mom looks.
Yes.
So but she has an accent though.
Yes.
And so when she got up to the front booth and she started like going with the language, and they're it was fun to see cultures interact and
absolutely.
Be like, oh, here we go.
It's my favorite thing. I always say this, even the staff and at MCA, they know that I'm expo. I look forward to it because every year I also, this is something that I do traditionally. I dress as one of the countries that I lived in. So 1 year I was dressing as Sudanese.
Yeah.
1 year I'll dress as an Eritrean. 1 year I'll dress as an Egyptian.
Right.
And you know what I mean? You find me because I love culture.
That's right.
As you know that already.
Yeah.
But It's a beautiful thing. If you've never been in the expo, please make it a priority this year to come.
Yeah.
It's on a Saturday. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your guests who are visiting here in Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing. Last year we had 4,000 guests.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to four or more this year.
Yeah, no, it's an awesome event that takes place in Fort McMurray.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really cool. And like, it's great for the vendors too. Like, I know you have all your vendors all lined up and everything, but because last year, like, I surveyed some of the vendors, like, there was a form, board member duties.
Yes.
But they all, for the most part, like, they all had positive things to say, period.
100%.
Like, that was 100% across the board. Everybody had a great time.
Yeah.
And almost all of them had sold out on whatever they had brought.
Everything.
There wasn't one person who I said, well, there wasn't one individual who was like, oh, I didn't sell my stuff. Like, everybody had a success story, which is, as an event coordinator, as putting together those things, that's unheard of.
It's a huge thing. It takes us almost 3 months to put together.
Yeah.
But we do it with pride because we know the community love Expo, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And something else also that we're doing new, we did it last year and we're doing it again, is the welcome fair. So when we have newcomers in the community, we want them to come to the Expo to see maybe they can find their own culture. Maybe they can find their own language. Maybe they can find their own relatives sometime. That could happen also.
For sure.
So we have the welcome fair with the Expo. So what is that does is all the newcomers to the community, they will come to the Expo and they get to interact and have fun and feel safe with their traditional attires and everything. So this is the goal for it, and it's a beautiful thing. Last year we had fun, and I'm pretty sure this year they will have fun.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I talk about this often just based on questions that I get asked, and one of the things is, if I, Elliot Pierre, was put into Italy tomorrow and said, like, figure it out, I'm a pretty, like, well-to-do individual, I'm crafty enough, but you put me in a different country where I don't speak the language, I don't care if you give me all of my money, I'm still going to struggle. And so for immigrants to be able to come to Fort McMurray and for there to be this overwhelming sense of community, like you said, that you can find somebody or talk to and be understood, it's a phenomenal event.
Isn't it amazing?
And a phenomenal organization that you are the executive director for.
Thank you so much. A lot of works go through it. In the past, I didn't know how much it was until I came on being hands-on, right?
Right.
And seeing how much works go through the Expo, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of planning, but it's all worth it. It's all worth it.
Yeah.
Because I know everybody that comes to the Expo leaves with a big smile. And you always find me at the door greeting people when they come in and saying bye when they leave.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have always done that.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we jump to that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Question number one for you today. What is your favorite part of raising your children within Fort McMurray?
Oof, that is a good question, Tanner. Well, I love that I'm raising my child, and it's going to be soon children, in a diverse place like Fort McMurray. For myself, growing up in Sudan, in Eritrea, in Egypt, it was completely different. And here my children have to see the whole world. So this is amazing.
Question number two. What is your favorite way of spending time with your family in Fort McMurray?
We do game night. I love game nights, yeah.
Qu- question number three. What is one way your favorite part of living somewhere that is such a melting pot of cultures?
What?
What is your favorite part about living somewhere that is a melting pot of cultures?
Well, you get to learn everything. You get to see the world and, you know, it's a beautiful thing, yes?
Yeah, that's good.
Question number four. What is your favorite game to play when growing up?
Growing up? so many. I don't know what they call in English, but we used to draw those boxes and you just hop on them in English.
Oh, hopscotch.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, what do you call it?
they have different names. So, depend on which language. Remember, I speak so many languages?
That's right.
Let's hear them all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it depends on which one.
Okay.
We used to call it, what is it called? Eshketa. That was one. And then in a different one, we used to call it Natal Gafas. So it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, depending on the language.
Interesting. That's cool.
I go with hopscotch. I can't say that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And your final question. What is your favorite tradition you celebrate?
My favorite tradition is definitely coffee ceremonies. Yes.
And those have been your five questions.
Thank you so much, Tanner.
My pleasure.
What board games are you and your family playing? You do this once a week?
We do that at least twice a month, yeah.
Okay, twice a month.
We do play Monopoly. Yeah, we love Monopoly.
Okay.
We play Charade. We also play like those Sophia. Sophia have so many games that she loves. Mm. She control us, whatever she wants.
Okay.
We play, yeah.
What's your piece that you use when you play Monopoly?
What piece?
Yeah. Like what you like? Do you use a top hat, the race car?
Probably the temple.
The symbol.
Yes.
That's your go-to piece.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why do you... Oh, it's the car.
Yeah, of course it's the race car.
Like, I was just like...
Really?
Yeah. Why did you go with the symbol?
I don't know. It's just simple.
Yeah.
You finish it quickly. You get it done.
Yeah. I like it. Everybody has their, like, every... Because when I say I have the race car, my brother is just like, no, it's the top hat is the obvious choice. I'm like, who's picking the top hat? And like,
it depends.
That's right. And then some people pick like the boot. I'm like, the boot? Really? Like, if I got to play with that piece, I will. But to me, it's just the race car. So
it's a fun game. Monopoly is always fun.
I disagree.
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
Way.
And my family, we're not allowed to play Monopoly anymore.
No way.
Yeah, it gets rowdy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not like... It got so bad between me and my brother that when we were kids, my mom literally was just like, no more Monopoly, right?
Oh, wow.
So a few years ago...
See, we don't have that problem. We only have one child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get ready. I can't believe I'm going to tell the story, but it's a funny one.
Yeah.
When my sister got married 8 years ago or something, we all went down to Calgary for a wedding and we're all in the house. And my brother and my sister, for some reason, suggested we should play Monopoly.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, I don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because I haven't changed and neither have you. So, like, we shouldn't do this. Push comes to shove, we play Monopoly. And, like, at the end of the game, like, it was not good. And my mom was just like, I can't believe you guys behave like this. We're like, well, you know.
That's how it is, a sibling. I have six siblings, so... I know exactly how that is. Yeah.
That's right. It's competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And crazy. Alistair is in the right, just so we know, like everybody at home. I'm the problem. Like, I know I'm the problem. So, but that being said, like, I can't stop being that problem in that game against my brother.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
Yeah. So when did that start with you guys? Who brought up that tradition?
I think Alex did.
Okay.
I think Alex did. Yeah, he bought a game and he's like, let's play. Sophia was like 3 or 4.
Okay.
When we started, and then she loved it. And then it became a thing.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So they play it to make me sit down. It's a punishment for me. It's a punishment for me. I always say this game is a punishment for me because I have to leave my phone, I have to leave the world, and I have to be quiet and be present.
Right.
And it's hard as mommies to do that.
That's right.
Because you always have so many things going on, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's what I say is a punishment for me. But I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to it.
That's awesome. It's a really nice tradition. Yes. My thing with Keegan is like, I'm always trying, because they grow up so quickly.
Oh, yeah, they do. So they get so smart so quick.
Keegan used to be this little thing, and now he's. Mm-hmm. And so I'm constantly trying to build traditions or make memories so that as they get older, they want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
And so you've built in something that as of right now, you're just ugh. But when your daughter turns 16, 17, and you're like, hey, let's hang out. And she's like, no. You'll be family game night, sit down. Yes. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. And
exactly.
You'll get to spend time with them. It's cool.
I brought my brother from Egypt, came last year.
Okay.
So when we have a game night, I make him suffer too.
The family tradition.
I tell him that, come, you have to play. And he's like, wow.
Yeah.
Why? And I'm like, it's fun.
Yeah.
We get to sit down together at the dining table, you
That's
know,
right.
we get to do a thing. But he's like, wow, we didn't do stuff like that. No, we didn't do stuff like that growing up.
So are those board games, they don't translate over there?
No, they do, but you play it with your friends.
That's right, okay.
I come from, Lido is like a big, huge culture thing.
Okay.
You know Lido?
No.
Oh, okay, so there's a game called Lido.
Yeah.
You know it, the one with the red and yellow and green and blue and it have a dice.
Oh, like sorry?
No, it's called Lido. It's like Lido King. You would know it.
It's a very famous game in the world
where I come from.
Okay.
And then also the domino table.
Oh, domino.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And chess. And chess is a big thing also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's different here.
Yeah. Different games.
Yeah, Lido looks like a lot like Sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. It's a fun game also, Lido.
That is a fun game.
We have also Lido at my house.
Yeah.
And we have chess also.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what Sophia wants.
Do you play?
Yeah, she's almost 11 now, so whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Whatever suffering she want to put her through.
Too funny. Domino's is good though.
Domino is good, yes.
Yeah, that's my dad and mom love Domino's.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
If you ever go to Egypt, you'll see people playing it everywhere in the street.
Yeah.
And the cafes, everywhere in the cafes.
Playing Domino's. Yeah. My favorite part about Domino's is the trash talking.
Oh, yeah.
I liked I won't go into it because you can't unless, but there's a way to get in is that what you, okay.
Yeah.
So I just I like to be a part of the trash talking if I'm playing. But as a child, when I wasn't allowed to play, I just remember sitting in the kitchen or in the living room, wherever the table was, watching the parents play dominoes with their friends the talking that occurred and it builds community.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so dominoes is all board games. But it's interesting, like you said, depending on what part of the world you're
different.
From.
Yeah,
different,
exactly.
Different pastimes.
Young people play soccer and you guys call it here football.
Right.
That's what you call it?
No, we call it soccer here.
We call it soccer here, football over there.
Oh, in America.
In America,
they call it soccer too. North America, it's soccer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Usually Europe, Asia, that kind of place, they call it football.
Football. Okay, okay.
That's right. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I have a question. Oh, sorry, Tanner.
It is a ball with your foot.
Yeah.
Is that the soccer?
You said coffee was one of the coffee ceremonies was a thing.
Yeah.
There's something that I've been noticing, and I've brought it up to Tanner a few times.
Yeah.
Like when you go to our Tim Hortons, for example, to say it is a diverse culture that's at Tim Hortons is an understatement.
Yeah.
But you do see a lot of cultures congregate at Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Is that because I've never tried coffee a day in my life, so I don't
understand
the coffee.
It's not
ceremony.
For Tim Hortons coffee.
Okay.
It's absolutely not for Tim Hortons coffee.
Okay.
Okay? 100%.
Like pumping it this over there.
Is it called this?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's because most of the people who come from, I'm going to say East Africa or the Middle East, they used to hang out in cafes where they get to play games and whatever.
Mm.
In Canada, in Fort McMurray especially, if the only thing that is available is bars.
That's right.
The cafes that we have, they're not here until 10 o'clock.
Right.
They're not open here. And we don't have that many options.
That's right. Yeah,
They close at 9.
Exactly. And then you get we have Avenue Coffee.
Yeah.
is mostly business. It became business. I go there for meetings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least twice a week.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You're welcome, Sarah.
Yeah. That's a shout out. So, you know what I mean? Like, it became a business thing. Mm-hmm. But when people want to meet and chit-chat and laugh and chat, there is nowhere to go. There is no, a shisha spot.
Yeah.
You know, that's tradition, right? A game place. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. So where they meet, they meet at Tim Hortons.
So it's kind of like
trust me, it's not
club
for the coffee.
Bar or let's
yes,
say.
It's, yes.
Tanner is like gloating right now because I couldn't figure it out.
No, so no, I'm it's not for the coffee.
He literally almost verbatim.
Yeah, he said what
said
I said.
What you
yeah.
just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because like a lot of those people from those countries, they don't drink.
Yes, they don't drink. Yeah.
And so like, if you want, it's not always even about meeting your friends.
Yes.
What if you want to meet somebody new, make a friend, go out and socialize?
Absolutely.
They do it at a coffee shop.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for
you.
If anybody want to bid that, hit that business, this is how you do it. You create a coffee.
Yeah.
For diverse communities.
That's right.
And make it a nice spot for people to meet up and play games.
Yeah.
Play games.
There you go. Yeah. I love it.
That's,
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know where we are in the filming, but I got to go pick up my kids. So we got to wrap
that's
this
what I love.
Up.
All right.
So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay. All right. Well, for McMurray, I'm here to promote Expo. This year, Expo is happening on Saturday, February 3rd at Mac Island from 11 until 6 o'clock. The place is going to be filled with love, diversity, cultural activities, a safe place for anybody that wants to celebrate who they are and for McMurray. They're more than welcome to come. And please bring your children. Please come to have fun. You will see a lot of beautiful things. There is music, dance, talent show, food. Oof. The food, you guys, the food is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see you all there. Door open at 11. Please come on and have fun. Yeah.
There we go. Thank you. Yes. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.